Shusha Limuri. This week's parsha, Vayera, starts off with Avraham Avinu sitting with Chaim Ayoyim, came along the Melochim, and the Mechabedem said the Pasuk, Vimora Avram Lasaro, told him to go make Ugais, a different pass. They said the second thing to the Bokar, Rosh, he grabbed the Bokar. Rashi says, on the Pasuk, Zerach Vatoyim, go give it to the Shinus with Chardol. After says these two things, the Pasuk says what was given. He gave over his milk, his butter, and the bokar. Rashi points out the pas was missing. The ugois and mice were missing. So what happened? Says Rashi, because since she was pierced in Nita, so she chayz la'erich hanoshim, and therefore nitma isa, bina gmova metzia, tapay zayin, therefore pas was not given, only was given for his first chem v'cholov. Then after the case over here of Ben Bokar, the Loshen. Based upon this Meisel, there's one of the reasons why on Shavuos we have Milchiks. That means Behetiv on the page of Shulchan Aruch, it's Simon Tov Tzadik Dalet, the Hilchos of Shavuos, there are more being down the Minikah of Milchiks. The question is why that's so. It's built upon a Medrash's Behetiv, a Medrash in Shochot Toiv. It says after Chaisel received the Torah, Moshe Benin went up to Har Sinai, the Meister Eagle, he broke the Luchais, came along Malchai Ashuras, they're very happy that now, since after Maisa Egel, Klai Yisrael was not Mekayim, was said the Torah, Lo Yeh L'cho Elim Achirim, not to have all the Getchkas, all the gods. Therefore, they're coming along to lose the Torah over here, and therefore the Malachim will get the Torah, they're very happy, the Malachim. So, Akash Baruch Hu came along and says, but you, Maisa, you went to Avraham Avinu. And by Avraham Avinu, what happened? Yet Chemel, V'cholo, Oben Bokar. And even at Tinek Shalahem, every child comes home from the school, my kids who know, the 7, 5, 3, Chalavi, Basari, they don't know what Chalavi, Basari is. They just know Chalavi, Basari, you cannot mix one with another over here. And since you came along and you ate milk and fleshiks together by Avraham Avinu, therefore you lost out the Torah, the Melachim did not have what to answer, and Klal Yisrael was zeichet to have the Torah, because this week's parsha, because Avraham Avinu gave the Melachim to eat Basari and Chalavi, and therefore they lost out the Torah. The Kash, they point out 2 points. One is the Issa of Basa B'Cholov is Loisa Rasha G'di B'Chelov Imoy, Pasuk that says 3 times in the Torah. It's very clear the Gemara speaks out as we through the act of Bishul. Where in the world was an act of Bishul here of Basa B'Cholov? The first had Chemo B'Cholov, then milk and butter, then they had Ben Bokar, they had this Loshen with the mustard. Where is it being cooked together? Elamayim, you tell me what happened. They ate it. Ate it. In fact, the some sefer, this is Parshas Teres Moshe. We read the pasuk slowly. It sounds like first they had milchiks, chemo v'cholov, and then ben bokar. What is the issur of having first milchiks and then fleishiks? Take out loch and shulchan aruch. The loch is you can have fleishiks and then milchiks. You have to wait 6 hours. At least have a bechta mazon bracha achrayno, mesalka shulchan, salka asuda. But where in the world is any issur having milchiks and fleishiks? Not those have an hoga winning a half hour. But without locha, there's no makar for it. Says the Samsung in this parasha. The locha is after milchiks and fleishiks. The Gemara is by Klein and Chulin. And we pass again, you have to do 3 things. Kinuach, Ladocha, and Tilis Adayim. You have to wash your hands. Plus you speak out, you use utensils, you have to wash your hands. But you also have to do Kinuach, Ladocha. What's Kinuach, Ladocha? You have to eat something and drink something. The Gemara speaks out, Shogunar brings down, you have to eat anything, except it cannot be kenach, or a tomer, or a date, or yuakas, green vegetables, but anything else is kinoach, and docha, drink something. Says the Samsoifer, because the fact that there is no bread over here, because Pierce Nido, there's nothing for them to eat between the case of the milks and the fleishiks, therefore they did not do kinoach by docha, so they lost the Torah, for not, the Molochim did not get the Torah, because they did not do kinoach by docha. They didn't do a bond, they did not do kinoach by docha. I've asked people, so after you eat milchiks, what do you do? Yeah, we have fleishiks, no problem. Wait a little bit. You can lose the Torah. The Melachim lost the Torah, and people do not know this halacha for not doing kinuach v'adocha. Klai Yisrael is echvet, and that's how we eat milchiks and shavuos, according to the Behetiv, after this medrash. Starting point with the parasha, building upon this, where we're supposed to be mamshich the past 2 weeks, is that we have the idea we have boss of Cholov. And the gate to Kashus Bicholius, we spoke already in Simon 9 Tessi Yerdea, the idea of Kashus, the thing to be a kosher animal, Behem Ruchayo, is my first part of Malagero. We spoke on Simon Pei, even though that's true, it's clear Simonim. But Simon Tse, there's a shach with it that sounds like there may be need of a Messiah to go eat things. Uvucha, negate the eating the zebo meat, which should be Mavucha Neitzol over 20 years ago. The question why should we need a Messiah is really the next sigur, Simon of the Locha in Simon Pei Beis. The idea by Ifes, before a person does need a Simon. Where's the record for that? That's the positive of the Torah in Pasha Shemini, that there are 24 birds that are Tomei. The Torah lists off 20 birds, plus the word Minim 4 times. Therefore, we have 24 birds that are Tomei, all of the birds that might start kosher to go eat. The concern is, the Torah does not give you the simon what these 24 birds are, they just give a list of the names. You do not know what the names are, how do you know what the birds are? We do not know what they're referring to. Therefore, come on the mission, chulun daftun test. The mission says, simonim oifle namru. The Torah does not give you all the simonim, mashekim by fish, mashekim by case of meat. However, came along with chum, and they, the Maisa, came along and gave you a different mahalach, what the Messiah is. And the mission says four things. Number one has to be any oif that's serious, any bird that's a predator. Mice it's tummy. What does that mean? A flake is Mishaynim, brought down one by the Taz, one by the Shach. Taz says it means from Tosfos that if it's Darius, it steps on it and eats it while it's alive, it's Nichlaget of being Darius. It's not which will dies. Tosfos, the mice disagrees, and said it means that when he takes your claws and puts your claws inside the animal to eat it. So that's one malach, has to be Darius is tummy. If it's not Darius, then it has three other simonim. It has an Esper Yisaira, has a Zevik, and a Korkva Shniklov. Then it's Tar. The case of an Esper Yisaira, Shalom of Rishonim, does it mean that every bird has two fingers in the front? Does it mean another one in the back? Does it mean the other one higher up? Does it mean a middle trove here? That's one that's called Esper Yisaira. Or, and it has a case of a Zevik. A Zevik is a crop. The crop is basically when the bird eats, it goes through its throat, and before it gets to its stomach, has an area that's a pouch, a little pouch over there, that starts preparing it for digestion. So it has this crap over there, and it has a corcoran, which in Yiddish called the pupik, or in English called the gizzard. It's a second stomach inside the animal, and it can go peel up the yadayim. Then if you have these three simon over here, then it's tar. The symbol, the simon, the kamel, the shvats, and the rizal brings down the symbol, it's tzipor. Tzadik Pei Vav Resh. Tzadik stands for the idea of Etzva Yisayra. The Pei stands for the Zevek. When there's a case of Vav, Korkov, Shniklov, and the Resh in the Doris, then Mice is Tar. Now we have these four Simonim. Do we go after Simonim? Rav Yisharim say, once you have the Simonim, that's the Mishnah, it's Mutter. The Ben Echananel, the Rambam, the Rif, the Rashba, the Ramban, the Balamor, and Rav Yisharim go this way. And the R person will say, once you have the Simonim, the Seder, the Yom Shishleima, Kazak Dela, and others. Now, once we go after simonim, the question exactly, as we point out, every simonim is a machlekes. What exactly mean? Any darius? For example, rishonim. As we say, what it mean? Void. How many simonim do you need? That means, even a case over here that's not being darius, do you need all three simonim? Maybe one simonim is enough. Also machlekes. Rashi says, need all the simonim. Other shonim say, we do not need all the simonim. Ruch, I had applied. Once you go after simonim, atzad hasheni. The Gemara in Chulin and Asam Beis and Beis, the Gemara brings down the story that Tanagot to the Agma Asiri. There's a Tanagot that lived in the Agam that was also Chaziza at the doors of Ochlo. Where Rashi explains the Gemara that Klal Yisrael was eating this Tanagot that lived in the Agam, and they thought it was kosher because they had this simonim and thought it was not being Doris. After a while, they saw the animal was being Doris and they realized they were eating something that was treif. Therefore, came along from then. Now on, we cannot eat any birds unless you have a Messiah. Let me show what the Kim to the Gemara is. Rashi, in the sense of the Gemara, once Klaisel made a mistake for eating things based upon only Esper Yisrael and the Zever and the fact that Kukuch was Niklov, I did not think it was being Doris. We can never know it's not being Doris if we don't see it. So maybe it was being Doris. Therefore, Kim Rashi says, from now on, Klaisel can only eat things with a Messiah. Brought down by the Rosh, the Ben Yeruchim, and the Issevet Aruch. Therefore, the words that I'm on to pay base of Gimel is very clear. Ve'ilachol shum oif el v'masayr shekibul v'ashutar unless you have a sorry for my forefathers v'chei noigim v'ein l'shanis. That l'mais is the minig and don't change. You can only have a case of masayr. Therefore, it's very clear that the Ashkans go this way. Lavosh, Nesivis, Leidu Yehuda, even the Mishnah Berurah and Hilchas Esther, Gitofresh Memches, brings down the Zarmah, need a masayr to go your birds over here. Chach Masadim, Darach HaShulchan, Abad need a case of masayr. Now that, even the Svarad, numerous Svarad say the same thing. Zivrei Tzedek HaVachayim was Bichayshish, but Ishchai said that's a Messiah over here. Avadi, even Bnei Svart, you have to have Mahalach, Messiah, to go after things. Again, those won't argue the Bnei Svart, which led to the Tumul Negev to birds or other things, or really a Zebo, that we discussed again last week. Then they gave to a Zebo, Kimmel Shtumach, and says, maybe the Loch is going after a Svart is a Messiah. If they're Messiah, you go eat it. Maybe the Svartim don't have to go after Messiah, so they only went after Simonim. So if they go after Simonim by any bird, so maybe there was never Messiah, so you have no right to take a Svartis Messiah if they go after Simonim. Because that means there was no Messiah anymore. So it knocks away if from the Svartim, it cannot bring a raya for Messiah anymore if they don't go after Messiah. I mean, it knocks away the whole Kaycha Messiah they gave from Svartim. Fun Echshir Lamaisa, we have the Ashkenaz, said the gate to birds, Allah is, you have to go after Messiah. The words of the Beis Shlomo, brought up the Akachuba, Maram Shik, Ramah Sagalo Alova Derech. Close off the Derech, Messiah, no Messiah can eat. Build upon this, once you have to have Messiah, numerous chuvas of the Derech, what defines a Messiah, how to apply the concept of Messiah, what birds are similar to one another, what are different one from another. And they came along discussing a peasant, discussing a peacock, numerous birds, what's the difference to get a Messiah? The main challenge to get it to us, practically, is the case of a turkey. Now, a turkey, called in Hebrew, is the Oif Hodu. If you translate that, it's an Indian bird. What they call it, a Oif Indik. What they call it, English a Henin. All these words basically mean an Indian bird. Now, the turkey is a Native American bird. It's not possible they had a Messiah upon it, because it's only from America, and not from anywhere else. David Shlomo Kluger and the Shuba Elfa Choshleim, while he's discussing a bird, not the turkey, I think he's discussing the Kibtzah hen. He writes over there, if anything that came from America, there's no way to have a Messiah, not possible. David was also to go eat it. To explain, basic facts, America was discovered in 1492, 1490, 1493, whatever age you want to say, but 1492 is in the Mukubal Malach over here, discovered. The Beis Yosef Ramo was lifter in Shin Lamed Beis, 1572. Ramo writes, V'chein Noigim V'ein L'shan, it sounds like he already was Messiah from before him, V'chein Noigim, that already is the Minig. So Pashas, any bird that was found in America, that came there, Zeb Shlomo Kluger, Metzias wise, I got maybe it came the turkey to Europe, they point out, the 1540s, 1550s, already Ramo wrote, V'chein Noigim V'ein L'shan, so come up, Pashas, any bird that came from America, L'chor, you cannot have Messiah, and L'chor, you cannot go eat it. Therefore, the question is, how in the world are we coming along to go eat L'chor, the turkey? The turkey, Pashas, is an American native, and they point out Israel is the highest consumption in the world of eating turkey. America is close to it, but we're the high, how in the world are we eating turkey over here? So, the first challenge is, where exactly is the turkey really coming from? So interesting, David Svarm, look at the Nachal Eshkol a few hundred years ago, he writes, it already is from Eretz Hodu. It's from India, the past few hundred years, everyone knows it's from India, Rachel Dover, Dr. Chubing down that way, it's from India. Svarm today say, why they make a mistake, it's from India, it's not true. They point out why, because what do we say, it's called Eretz Hodu. And they thought it came from India. And we call it Indian bird, why do they call it Eretz Hodu? Either they say because America was called American Indies, or we call it the bird was really found in Mexico. Mexico is called the Spanish Indies or the New Indies over here. Therefore, they called it Indy, and therefore, people from India says, yes, we have Messiah in our birds. Therefore, they took the name to put together with the bird, and then they made a concoction over here, and therefore, people started eating it, because it's Messiah in India. It's an Oipodo over here. So one way to think where the mistake came from. Another way, how I heard a writer say over, that if you describe a peacock, and a peacock, there are those who might say they have Messiah for it, without the feathers, it looks like the same thing. That means not all peacocks have nice feathers. Go to the zoo to make sure the nice ones are there. But you take the peacock without the feathers, it's come out the same thing as the case of a turkey. And therefore, by peacock, is there Messiah? Is Bimavucha? People call them what we mark within the day. They discuss it. But those kind of have a Messiah for a peacock, cool, that's where the mistake led to the case of a turkey. So first, are those swam who write that turkey came from India. And they made the mistake from the had a Messiah from India eating it. And therefore, this leads to this issue over here, why people start to go eat it. That's what happened originally. Just to bring out this point, Lochin Archaim, Simenayin Tess, speaks out the Mechaber, the Loch is the Gertu, davening, making brachas in front of things in the mice that smell bad. The law is you can't go do that. The thing that smells terrible, the words of the Mechaber, the case over there is a tanigal edoim, is this red tanigal. Mice in that case it smells terrible. A person should not have it around. You cannot make brachas in front of it. What's a tanigal edoim? Said over there, the Bach, the Maravram, the Prima Godim, the Archa Shulchan, the Mishnah Brewer, they write in English Shahen. English Shahen, if you don't know what that means, says the brackets of Mishkal Mitzchayim, he writes, that's an oaf indic. Don't know what that means, says any Mishnah Brewer on the bottom of the Targum, says, what is that? Oaf hodu, a turkey. That means Mishnah Brewer is saying over, and the Prima Godim is saying, and the Maravram and the Bach all saying over, the case of the Mechaber, which is coming from the Guda based upon Yushalmi, the person should not have around in their house an oif indik, a turkey. It smells terrible, not be able to go learn. They want to know, no one should have a turkey around where they live. Now, we know that's a mistake. That means this mistake, it's calling a Mechaber's case, this red tanagel, is a turkey. The Mechaber is not discussing a turkey. He's coming from a Buddha, a Rishon. He never saw a turkey in his life. The Shami never saw a turkey over here. So, come along with Chura. That this mistake, not just us eating it, already on the page, Maharam, Prim Godim, Gendar Khashukh Mishibua, writing a case of a turkey, it does not mean a turkey. Even the new Mishibua, they looked them up, they not correct it. Maybe the Israel Hod of Mahabura, I didn't look that one up. But they're writing a case of a turkey, it cannot be Pshad Mahabur, cannot be the case of that Buddha, it's a mistake. So it leads to the question, so how in the world are we eating turkey? How the world can go eat turkey? Lechor, there's no Masari for it. Sefer Mei Be'er, some of your tests, told us Yitzchak, they say we have a Masari from Anshe India, a Kabbalah from Moshe Rabbeinu. Not Moshe Rabbeinu. He says, already came with Rivosh, the Thakvik upon this Indian over here, and he said, no, we have Lachiz from the Rivosh, we can eat turkey. Dr. Chuba says, can't find any Rivosh, I don't know what the Masari over here is. So I see the Machbul Ashkocha says Rivosh does not stand for Rivosh Rishon. Rivosh stands for the Baal Shem Tov. Beishin, Rivosh. Fine, Baal Shem Tov came along to be Machbul, to be Mekel here. He has Messiah back to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Fine, not sure how also that worked out. Messiah from Moshe Rabbeinu, Rivosh, Baal Shem Tov, they exactly had the spirit. Yishlai. And then the day, all yeshivas, what? No, Kubi Baal Shem Tov did see it. But I don't know if he had Messiah back to Moshe Rabbeinu. I loved after the Tshuva meant Rivosh with Baal Shem Tov. Yishlot, and also that's true, what Machbud is saying over, Dr. Chud doesn't understand it that way. Fine. Maisa and Ende, how in the world are people eating turkey over here? As far as we see, the Moinam Maisa, everyone eats it, all the Mahajan Degash Shachos of Maisa serve it. And it's very negative in 2 weeks' time, Thanksgiving. Like, what could go do over here? We'll try to get to if you like eating. Eat on Thanksgiving, maybe in 2 weeks, maybe the Issa Matalis, Sukhul Chosei Melissalechu. Second question. So, first, come on, Michelle, make sure if he already has this problem. He's partially discussing Mamish's spirit over here. He wants to be a Raya. That Eich Lamed Amos says a person needs a Messiah. It says, the Maisel, Lav Dafko, there was a Mokuba in Klal Yisrael. Mokubi, when the Turkey came to Europe in the 1500s, the more right Chena gave him the Shanas, but Maisel, Klal Yisrael was not Mekabalit. For this Shanas Shalomation, the way he says, for this reason, he writes, Turkey, the Maisel, Klal Yisrael eats it. That means now, the past 200 years, the more came through Klal Yisrael, everyone follows their Amor. But originally, when the Turkey came, Lav Dafko is Mekabalit Klal Yisrael. Once they came home to matter it, and they had them simonim, they went after simonim, they matter that they forced them on the mice, no problem. That's one way of saying it over. Taking it further, the tziv, when he says it over, the echnami, if it would have came to him and to all the gam originally, they would have realized it came from the case of, from America, they would have asked it. They would have asked it. It's no Messiah. But once came along Kleisel, and by mistake they came along to go eat it, mice, once they came to go eat it, found Mekubal and Kleisel, and to answer it, you have to come along to be your rayo. You have to show me his teres. The fact that you have no right to ask you now would be leads your hoitzi laws in Kleisel that ate it for the past 100 years. I mean, the 1800s told me most laws in the 1700s and 1600s. So Maisa, once they ate it and you have no right against them, leave it as is. That's the second way of saying over. Or a third way of saying over is the lotion of the Rubis of Baisim, is that even the Ramal, the Kamunga says, to be Machmer, he says, what's the state of the Ramal, why to be Machmer? The Maisa, maybe come along Bidarius. So he writes in Shuvo that the Maisa, the case of a turkey, he writes thousands and tens of thousands of Yidden Maisa have a case of a turkey. And no one ever saw him being Darius. So it's more than just the Kinto of the Agam Tanagoto, and maybe it was being Darius. It's been around for hundreds of years, over the most running for the past 200 years, and tens of thousands of clients will have it, and no one sees it. So it's then just a case of Messiah. We see that Pyle has all this in one, and the case not being virus. Therefore, the mice came along, a person has the right to go eat it over here. At the end of the day, yes, I think that knows Yakshaneski, he himself, the mice did not eat turkey. And he says over why, he asked him, he said over that Echnami, before he got married, he did eat the turkey. After he got married, his wife, Mishpocha, did not eat. But instead of his wife, he went after her Messiah. Therefore, he came home, Mitzad Chum Meshavai, Mishmuel and I stepping over, Shmuel Kamneski, Rosh Hashiva of Philly, he himself, Mitzad Chum Meshavai, does not eat the case of a turkey. Kami says, the whole Mishpocha can. And they say, Chaznish, he ate turkey, and the stifle, he ate turkey, Chaznish, he eats turkey, Shivisman serves turkey, all places in the mice that have turkey over here. And the mice, you think about it, the Chiddush, we spoke about the Sugi of Zebu. Zebu, Mice, is really built upon the Sugi of really turkey. Turkey, Mice, everyone eats. Zebu, Mice, is really the Messiah from the Torah. It really hands it to someone. It's my game, my first parson. Kimul Khan is someone, Kimul to Asa, the Zebu, or the Mat of the Turkey. You should know how exactly it happened over here. Be'er Shia, as far as we see, Bukhazi, Mahid Amin Dabar, all the Mahajan Gashkochas, even Bedats, even Shevis, even the Mahajan and Mahajan, Mice, even serves Turkey, makes Turkey, eats Turkey over here. And so, why Messiah might have come to a mistake? Once that is, we leave it as is. But the things that we know that are usur, and people don't know, includes the Torah for. Again, so we settle for the point over here that Yatim and Alokha, even Rabbanans. Some people say it's only Rabbanan. Mice and Lochim, Ladaka, they keep the Kol Torah Kolo. They lost the Torah, could lose the Vashik Diba Chelavimoi, could they not do Kunuch Ladacha, Kassar did not give them pass over here. Therefore, we're Zecha to the Christ to get the Torah over here. That was Zecha to keep the Messiah and keep the Lochim.